This is North Shore High School Basketball. Hi, everyone. I'm Bill Newell here on MSONewsSports.com. Tonight, we are live from the Songus Center in Lowell for the North Final in boys basketball between Lynn English High School, 21 wins, 2 losses, and Lowell, 22 wins and no losses. We'll hear from both head coaches just ahead. But here tonight, Andover has just defeated Cambridge 57-52 in the girls' D1 North game. We're going to check in with Coach Bob Michalczyk from Lowell Basketball just ahead. So stay with us here on MSONewsSports.com.
People come in, take a seat. You're really in for a treat at Sylvan Street. A great place to eat and drink and meet with family and friends at Sylvan Street. Treat you right, day or night, satisfy your appetite. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Catch a game with friends, meet for lunch, cocktails after work, or a romantic dinner for two. Whatever your plan to do it at Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. See you at Sylvan Street.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. And if you're planning to replace the windows in your home, I have just two words for you. Anderson Windows. Anderson is the most trusted name in windows throughout the United States. See the complete line of Anderson Windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or visit us at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Enjoy the taste of summer all year round at Cherry Farm Creamery. Pick up an ice cream cake for that special occasion. Cherry Farm Creamery offers the best ice cream right off Route 128 on Conant Street in Danvers. Or visit them at cherryfarmcreamery.com. Catch Connections, Tuesday and Thursday mornings at 10 on MSO News Sports. This is a one-hour news and features program with all local guests to discuss politics, entertainment, and the biggest local news stories. Also, make sure to click on North Shore Today every weekday with a local news podcast, weather at a glance, local news, local photos, and our video of the day. Monday nights at 7, it's North Shore Sports Night, a local one-hour local sports talk show filled with local guests. MSO News Sports, a unique local multimedia website connecting you to the North Shore.
MSONewsSports.com. MSO Radio.
Lowell head basketball coach Bob Michalczyk is with us. And, Coach, welcome. Great to be talking with you.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Coach, taking on Lynn English, we'll talk about that matchup in a moment. But I want to see if you can give our listeners a little feel for your season. And, you've had a great year this year at Lowell. And what were some of the defining games for Lowell basketball this year?
Probably early on, maybe the second game of the season, we played at Central Catholic. They're a young team, but, they played really, really well this year. Always a tough place to play, and we were able to close it out towards the end. I'd say maybe also at Lawrence, they gave us everything we could handle. We managed to close it out at the last second, really. And the CM game was very lopsided, but I think it was more so just because the kids got up to that game. But that was kind of one that we were focusing on, too.
Gotcha. Coach, I want you to tell us a little more about your team, some of the strengths of your team, and kind of describe your team a bit to us. And maybe you could start with the backcourt. We'll move to the frontcourt with some of your key players that you'll be counting on against Lynn English.
Yeah, I guess everything's really runs through Nate Siao and Carlos Nunez, our point guard and shooting guard. Both of them are pretty much four-year starters now. Have had deep runs in the tournament every year, so you can't really replace their experience. And they play so hard. We ask them to defend, the length of the court, and then come down and be the focal points on offense. So what we demand of them and what they what they put out is tremendous.
Well, so how do you integrate those two with the with players 3, 4, 5 up front for you?
For the most part, we play four guards and a big, but they're all very unselfish. They share the ball well, which really makes it very difficult to guard them all. But they got a very good chemistry. So, you know, if one of them's open, they have no issues passing it. You know, and they all kind of hold each other accountable.
So who are the other guys up front? Is it, well, you mentioned Nunez, right?
Jacob McKenzie.
Yeah.
Richie Etienne, who's really had a nice year this year. And Tyson Jones is our starting center.
I want to jump back to you, to the team and its growth this year. How would you say your team has grown this year? Because you're always looking for growth and development.
We just want to be real crisp on offense. You know, obviously defense is a staple of ours, but, you know, there's always something to work on. And, you know, we kind of take it game by game. Defense is something we work on every single day. You know, so really we're trying to take defense, turn it into some offense, and, you know, everything starts there.
Gotcha. And I'm hearing you probably pressure the ball at times.
I think people are going to like the game on Saturday. You know, it's probably going to be a track meet. It should be a fun game to watch. We have pretty comparable styles in that aspect. So, you know, it's going to be up and down. Probably going to be pretty chaotic at times.
Well, that'll be good. That'll be entertaining, I guess. You're right. Hey, so when you look at Lynn English, I mean, they've got a backcourt. They've got some toughness, but they also have that size up front, up top. So how do you defend that piece, or how are you looking, or how do you match up against that piece, I guess?
You know, they got very good balance. They got great guards. They get the two bigs that are obviously a problem. They bring in another kid off the bench who's like 6'5" and long. And they got some depth. So, you know, it's just, you know, go out there, be physical, play hard, make the move. But you know what? Their bigs have to guard us too. So, yeah, they have a mismatch in the post. We have one on the perimeter. You know, so it's pretty much who wins those individual battles.
Yeah, so in a way, I guess what you're saying is that, you know, that an advantage, a height advantage for them might turn out at some point to be a disadvantage at some level as well, and vice versa, I suppose, right?
Sometimes. I mean, yeah. I don't think anybody would really be disappointed if they had a 6'9 kid on their team, or two of them. But, you know, we've... Rarely do you see that kind of size in high school anymore. And, you know, so we've been somewhat small for the past 7 years that I've been there. And we've grown to have the mentality of, all right, well, you're going to have to guard us too. So, you know, just kind of see how it goes game to game.
No, I hear exactly what you're saying. Coach, anything else to share with us on Lowell basketball here for the 2019-2020 season?
No, I think that these guys just come out focused. They go game to game. They don't look ahead too far. They don't rest on what they've done in the past games. And, you know, they just come out focused, play hard, and that's all you can really ask.
Well, Coach, I'm looking forward to the game, and I appreciate your time. Congrats to you, the team, coaching staff on a very good season, and we'll look forward to seeing you on Saturday night.
Thank you.
All right. Coach, hang on just a second with us. Coach Bob Michalczyk from Lowell Basketball with us here on MSO News Sports.
Catch Connections Tuesday and Thursday mornings at 10 on MSO News Sports. This is a one-hour news and features program with all local guests to discuss politics, entertainment, and the biggest local news stories. Also, make sure to click on North Shore Today every weekday with a local news podcast, weather at a glance, local news, local photos, and our video of the day. Monday nights at 7, it's North Shore Sports Night, a local one-hour local sports talk show filled with local guests. MSO News Sports, a unique local multimedia website connecting you to the North Shore. This season, start with a winning mortgage rate from your hometown team. Whether you are thinking about buying a new home or condo or refinancing your existing one, our loan rates are among the lowest anywhere.
Check out our full menu of rates and terms and apply online 24/7 at institutionforsavingsloans.com. Institutionforsavings.com, member FDIC, DIF, equal housing lender.
Harrington Trophy has been rewarding the North Shore for over 30 years with quality custom awards, screen printing, embroidery, and more. We pride our family-owned business on our exceptional customer service and quality products for the right price. Custom t-shirts, sweatshirts, warm-up suits, hats, along with the area's top trophies, plaques, glass awards, we are the one-stop shop for end-of-the-year banquets or advertising your small business through apparel. Come see us at Harrington Trophy, Chestnut Street, Lynn, or harringtontrophy.com.
You'll love the Bradford Tavern in Rowley, as they feature a menu to please everyone. Start your meal with your choice from a dozen delicious appetizers. There are also soups and fresh salads. Dinner selections include burgers, sirloin tips, chicken parmesan, chicken piccata, and then there's seafood, clams, haddocks, salmon, lobsters, and fish tacos, plus a wide selection of sandwiches and wraps. Let the Bradford Tavern host your events or functions set in unique spaces. Open 6 days a week, Tuesday through Sunday. The Bradford Tavern, Route 133 Rowley, and BradfordTavern.com. The North Shore is listening to MSONewsSports.com and our great selection of podcasts.
Hi, this is Phil Stacey, Executive Sports Writer at the Salem News. Make sure to listen to our podcast every week with the sports writers from the Salem News, including Matt Williams, Nick Giannino, and myself.
MSO News Sports, connecting you to the North Shore. This is MSO News Sports. I'm Bill Newell. We are joined by Lynn English boys basketball coach Antonio Anderson. Coach Anderson, welcome. Good to be talking with you.
Oh, how you doing, man?
Good. Well, here you are back at the North final game against Lowell. And I guess tell us a little bit about, obviously the team was functioning well earlier this week. You guys put 110 points on the board.
Yeah, man. You know, we've been playing well. I think every round we've gotten better, especially defensively. And, you know, we just want to keep improving. You know, we know Lowell's a good team, and, you know, it's going to be a big task. But at the same time, you know, it's two heavyweights going at it. It should be a good one.
It sounds like you have a little more height than they do, but they have a lot of balance on the outside on the perimeter.
Oh, yeah, man. You know, we have size. They got guards, but we do as well. So, like I said, it'll be a good matchup. We've seen each other a little bit in the summer league and things like that. But, you know, now that I can coach and Bobby can coach, it's totally different. In summer. Summer's just kind of like pickup and things like that. No plays or anything. But it's been good, man. I think at the end of the day, both teams are trying to get a state title. You know, so it'll be a war.
Yeah, I think you guys must know each other pretty well at this point. I'm thinking right now going into Saturday night's North Championship game. Coach, as you look at your team this year, I mean, you don't always have the toughest opponents night in and night out. But yet at this point, it sounds like, looks like you're on the upswing and playing good basketball, as you kind of noted of late.
You know, I just tell them we got to worry about us. You know, you can't worry about who your opponents are. You just got to play the game. And I think if we worry about ourselves and get better as a team, the rest takes care of itself. And I give my team credit for not overlooking anyone and just coming out and competing regardless of who they play. And that's been the case for us.
Tell us about how you've put the pieces together for this year. The parts have come together, because even though you're defending champs, you do have some returning players. You do have to put it all back together again.
Oh yeah, always. You know, you win a championship last year in March. You don't get it. You don't get back together for another 8-9 months. It's tough. So you got to really kind of get guys back in the groove of their offensive things and kind of get over that hangover from last year a little bit. But guys have been well, man. You got Jack, Jonell, and Mason, who started last year, who all came back and have been great leaders for us and kind of picked up the pace from day one and kind of they kind of put that puzzle together. Helped me a lot.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, as far as playing together, I guess tell me about that piece, how the team has – what has come together as far as the team playing together?
You know, they have fun. They love each other off the court, and that makes it easier to transition on the court. And, you know, they have a good time. You know, they know I'm on them. But they push each other. They hold each other accountable, and they feed off one another. If one guy got it going, we're never unselfish. That guy gets the ball. Guys are double team, they kick it out. So, you know, they know how to play off one another, and the guys who come off the bench feed into the same way. So it's just been, we've been gelling very well, man. And I give credit to the guys who came back last year and kind of hold that stable while they're on the floor.
And to your point, as a last question to you, Antonio, it seems like when you're in a tough game,
you can't always, you don't know ahead of time who it is that's going to come through for you to deliver the win this year.
Oh, no, you never know. You know, we've had 23 games so far, and we had seven, eight guys lead us in scoring. So, you know, you never know. So we can be very dangerous on the offensive end, and we got guys who come off the bench and put up big points as well. So, you know, at the end of the day, I think it's a blessing to have that. You know, you have guys who come off your bench who could probably start at other schools, but they do their role here and they do it well, and I think that's why we're successful.
Coach, anything else to share with us about the basketball team going into the game?
Just know I love them. I love every single one of them, 1 through 15. They all come every day. They give it their all, man. I couldn't ask for a better group of guys.
Antonio, good talking with you, and good luck Saturday night.
Thank you. Okay. Appreciate it.
Antonio Anderson, head basketball coach, Lynn English High School, with us here on MSO News Sports.
Fact is, including the commute, people spend 10 hours a day at work. No wonder they're forced to buy car insurance in 15 minutes. They just don't have time to go meet with someone. Well, Columbia Insurance has an alternative. The insurance professionals at Columbia Insurance Agency will meet with you at your workplace. Even better, we'll go to the registry and bring your plates back to you at work, free of charge. At Columbia Insurance Agency, we come to you, and we really do. Visit ColumbiaInsuranceAgency.net and set up an appointment today. That's ColumbiaInsuranceAgency.net.
Hi folks, this is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. And if you're planning on remodeling your kitchen, or just thinking about it, may I suggest that you visit our kitchen cabinet showroom in downtown Beverly. There you will find some 25 kitchens on display, just as they might look in your own home. And you can also talk with our kitchen cabinet sales team, who really do know what they are talking about. That's at Moynihan Lumber, 82 River Street, in downtown Beverly.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Looking to score big on your savings this season? Open a CD savings or money market account at Institution for Savings. This is the perfect time to earn funds for your future, and our rates are among the best. Stop by one of our offices in Amesbury, Beverly, Foxford, Gloucester, Hamilton, Ipswich, Middleton, Newburyport, Rockport, Rowley, Salem, Salisbury, and Topsfield. Or visit us online at institutionforsavings.com. Member FDIC, DIF.
Harrington Trophy has been rewarding the North Shore for over 30 years with quality custom awards, screen printing, embroidery, and more. We pride our family-owned business on our exceptional customer service and quality products for the right price. Custom t-shirts, sweatshirts, warm-up suits, hats, along with the area's top trophies, plaques, glass awards, we are the one-stop shop for end-of-the-year banquets or advertising your small business through apparel. Come see us at Harrington Trophy, Chestnut Street, Lynn, or harringtontrophy.com.
MSO Newsports.com. MSO Radio.
Welcome back to the Songa Center in Lowell. I'm Bill Newell, and we're waiting the tip-off of tonight's game. We're not quite sure when they're going to start. The game went a little bit long. We can't really tell because they don't have a running clock up on the scoreboard here. So we will pause here for a moment and let you know that just ahead it's Lynn English and Lowell. English 21 wins, 2 losses. Lowell 22-0 on the season. So at this point in our we're going to bring in Matt Karakoudis. We're going to hear some post-game comments from the Beverly coach following their D2 North boys win. So hang in there for that here on MSO News Sports. Welcome back to the Songa Center. I'm Bill Newell. Mike Renier is alongside here, and he mentioned we could welcome the West Coast viewers here, listeners here now with this late start here, awfully late here for some of us. This is like early evening for you, Mike. I mean, this is like late afternoon for you, right?
I'm ready for lunch.
You want to put this on for a second here?
Sure.
Pop that on here. All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, good evening and welcome.
You can hear me now, right? A little bit?
Absolutely.
Okay. We're getting ready for the starting lineups here. We mentioned the winners here. So earlier today in girls, North Reading girls won, St. Mary's girls won, and the Andover girls won.
Right.
In Division One, and in
Beverly boys
won. Yeah, we just heard from Coach Karakoudis a moment ago, 76-59 over Belmont, and the St. Mary's boys won as well, 63-40. But you're a good close friend of Bob Romeo. Well, not a close friend, but you've been a good friend of Bob Romeo over the years.
Sure.
I mean, I'm not sure you're there together for Christmas Day or
but 17 years, of course, he was at Maskinomen and left under mysterious circumstances there last season, and that kind of, he's kind of vindicated today, I believe. His first year at North Reading, he lost his starting center in the 19th game of the season.
Yeah.
And they go out and win three games in the state tournament, unprecedented for them, and they go into the Boston Garden after a significant upset over Pawtucket, a team that beat them by 23 earlier this season, and also by 8 very early in the season.
Yeah, you know, I don't know. I talked to both coaches after the game, I think as you did too, but it wasn't typical Pawtucket kind of game today. I don't know what was up, but anyways, you got to give North Reading credit, a team that's on the moving up on the upswing, so they find themselves at the Garden this week.
Well, you know, interesting, I don't know if you heard this from the post-game quotes from Bob Romeo, but he played all 5 starters today, 32
yes.
minutes. And, you know, I talked to John Fortunato, former Salem coach, who is now on Romeo's staff. He said he did that once back in the mid-'80s when Leslie McIntyre was playing in that team in a major, major upset of Concord-Carlisle. He played all 5 starters, 32 minutes. To me, those are the only occasions I can ever recall where a coach played all 5 starters. Now, we're about to start this Lynn English game. I know Nick Giannino, colleague at Salem News, he's seen Lynn English 7 times this season. Great team. It should be a great matchup. Lowell undefeated. Lynn English has only lost a couple games.
Now, you were telling me earlier, which I didn't realize, that Bob Michaelczyk is the former Salem State player, but nice guy, couldn't have been nicer. We talked to him in our pregame show, but you're right, former Salem State player.
Great. And I'll tell you what, what a matchup. I was told that Lowell's very fast, very quick, they're unbeaten, but Lynn English actually played a little bit better competition at times this season. So it'll be I think we're gonna see a racetrack type of game in this game here.
And I go back to I asked Matt Karakoudis, the Beverly coach, who's played both of these teams this year, and I'm paraphrasing him, but he said he picked English to win the game, but he thought that Lowell might present themselves a little stronger than some people think, which is kind of what you're saying.
No doubt about it. Yeah. I think we're ready for the national anthem, Bill.
Yep. We'll hang here and listen to that national anthem. Hear from Lowell. Well, right away, Mike, I can see that Lowell is pumped up, ready for this game here.
I'll tell you, I'm impressed with there's a great crowd here, Bill, at the Saugus Arena. And you know what? We should mention how great it is for the kids to come to Saugus Arena. And for some fans, they've been here since 10 o'clock this morning. It's now 11 hours later, and they get ready for game 6 of the day. You know, what a great venue for any basketball fan.
Yeah, I was here early, and when it was nice and quiet in here, much earlier in the day. But you're right, a good crowd on hand here. Lowell High School, really just a 2 stone's throws away from this building itself.
That's right. Yeah, they probably have the worst court in Massachusetts.
Do they?
Oh, they have a rubberized surface that's been around since 1912. And I'm exaggerating, of course. And their lighting, it's so dimly lit, you actually need a flashlight on the court to find the players.
Oh.
It's a terrible venue. And this here is a 1,000% upgrade for these kids. So it's fitting in Division I North Final that we should have a place like this. And we're ready to fire up the ball here, Billy. You take over.
Yep. Looks like... who's that? Never mind here. It's J.B. Makuba jumping for Lynn English High School. They get the tip, and the Bulldogs have the basketball. Jack Rodriguez with it on the right side. Heaves it down low to Makuba, and he wheels into the lane, puts it on the rim. It falls off, and Adamus Badmade with a follow-up for the 2 points. So Badmus with the follow-up 2 points on the offensive board. And English is up on top 2-0.
Now how impressive was Lynn English, Lynn English in the state in the semifinal? 110 points. 100 points.
Yeah. Yeah, they 110 versus Waltham, 110-57. It's a Lowell basketball. Looking at a matchup zone defense here by English. A long three from the left wing. No, Badmus rips down the rebound. And up court come the Bulldogs. Here's Guzman. Runner blocked out of bounds by Lowell, and it'll be an English basketball underneath the basket. And inbounding for Classical High School will be Mason Jean Baptiste. There's some big guys down there, Mike, I'll tell you that.
A lot of speed. I think a lot of speed on this court. This is going to be a speed game.
Guzman with a drive from the left baseline doesn't go. Here's a long down court feed. Layup, no! Looked like a decent look by Tyson Jason Armstrong. And now Seau with the basketball holds it out top. Got to watch this young man, number 4. Seau kicks it off in the left corner. A 3 in and out offensive rebound put up and in by Jones Armstrong. Armstead, rather, excuse me. So a follow-up 2. So each team pretty much scoring the identical way as the other one. A missed shot and then a follow-up putback for the 2 points. 2-2 the score. Minute and a half gone by in tonight's game. English with a take to the basket. No, that was Mason Jean Baptiste with the take. Right back is Lowell on the attack. Jacob McKenzie. Dish off on the right wing. A little jump shot. Pull up by Nunez is good. Carlos Nunez, the junior, averaging about 16 points per game for this Lowell team. A runner to the basket by the Bulldogs doesn't go. We have a foul. It'll be a Lowell foul. And underneath it goes to Badmus. He looks it up. No, he missed it from up close. Rebound Lowell, 4-2. Lowell leading. Here's a take to the basket, and McKenzie with it, and he is fouled. So McKenzie, Jacob McKenzie of Lowell, will go to the free throw line.
I think we have a case of nerves early in the game. You know, both teams getting good looks but missing shots, but their minds are racing as well as their bodies. And right now, until things will settle down, but both teams look certainly extremely athletic.
Yeah, we've seen that a couple of times here already today. Free throw rattles out by junior Jacob McKenzie. A junior. McKenzie, 5'11". Free throw is in the air, and he's got it. And Lowell has a 5-2 lead. They are the home team here. Underneath Badmus with a take and a layup. No! Badmus again up and around. No! Man, in tight, being contested. And right back is Lowell on the attack. A 3-ball from the left wing. That doesn't go. Rebound Lowell's outside. Nunez with it. They kick it around the perimeter down into the left corner. Etienne off on the left. The shot, no. Jack Rodriguez the rebound. This guy was so tough last year in their playoff run for the Bulldogs. Jack Rodriguez, baseline, goes in underneath, and he's tied up. A held ball.
I tell you what, Lowell's playing ferocious defense so far. Absolutely ferocious. Challenging the shot, challenging the ball.
covering, good ball pressure all around the court.
Well, I talked to Michael Zick, the coach, and you know, he was optimistic. I mean, he knows he's got a team that can play. So we'll see what happens.
At 22-0, you should be optimistic.
Siao with the dribble, left side, goes off on the right for McKenzie. Guarded outside. Big battle here, the D1 North game. They kick out left wing three. A lot of fingertips, and the shot doesn't go off the fingertips of Siao. Rebound, Lynn English. Jarnell Guzman. No, check that. That is Mason Jean-Baptiste with the dribble up over midcourt. Kick out to Rodriguez, right side underneath. Badmus, he's in, and he lays it in.
It looks like he's going to be a force underneath.
He's
wide body, and he's strong.
You know, Badmus has really developed, I think, in the past year. He's a little more agile, has more offensive moves near the basket. Just didn't tee it up earlier, though. And a miss. Now Badmus back up and in for two.
Yes, he will be. Kind of looks like a junior Embiid.
Yeah, you look at English from a year ago, and they've got J.B. McKeeba and Badmus, two very prominent big guys, kind of play differently. Here's a shot from the right wing out there. No, Badmus pulls down the rebound on the left baseline, kicks it off for Rodriguez, comes up over midcourt, and he takes it underneath to McKeeba, lays it around it in, and a foul. So McKeeba gets his first points of the night. Mike, I want to point out to you, where'd he go? Right here. Number 10 for English. Jack Rodriguez. Now Jack last year looked like a big three on their team. Now he looks like a small three they play. You know what I'm saying? He was a tough key player for their state tournament run a year ago.
Yeah, Lynn English has great size inside.
Yeah, McKeeba misses the free throw. Rebound Lowell. And English has an 8-5 lead. Here's a drive and a take to the basket and a lay in by Durham. It is English up 8-7. 3:20 to go. First quarter. Great to have you with us on this Saturday night. Underneath to McKeeba. They tried to loop it down to him. Doesn't go. Rebound Lowell. And a take and a lay in by Nunez. He's got four now. Lowell has the lead at 1, 9-8 the score, 3 minutes to play first quarter. A loud Tsongas center here tonight. To the paint goes English, the ball's knocked free, Lowell comes back with it, kick out three, left wing is no good. Rodriguez the rebound for English on a charge up court, a take, a scoop, no, he didn't get it. And Lowell snaps down the rebound, but Guzman tied him up. Jarnell Guzman with a big tie up there.
Yeah, I love the activity of both teams here. They're really going at it. I mean, they're not playing back. You know, they're just attacking the basket every play.
Inbounds pass comes to Mason Jean-Baptiste for a three out in the left corner for English. They go up 11-9. You know, Mike, think about the game. We were talking about Beverly earlier with the Peter Wynn team, but forget Beverly as such, but think about what high school basketball looked like back in the early 80s and what it looks like right now. What a different game.
Right, a totally different game. Of course, the three-point line has changed a lot of things.
Missed shot by Lowell. Rebound English down court. Rodriguez off to Mason Jean-Baptiste. Left wing three. Got another one.
Didn't we just see that about the three-point line, right?
Yeah.
And a steal by Lynn English.
And a shot missed. And the rebound goes to Lowell. Siao with it. Dribbling to the foul line down underneath. A nice feed. A shot kind of surprised his teammate with the pass. It was just such a great pass underneath to him. And he couldn't get off a shot, really, or a good shot, a good look. Here's Rodriguez back for English. A take. He missed it. I think he was hacked. But Lowell comes back with it. It'll be physical tonight for sure. There's a shot, misses, rebound put up, no, follow up, yes. Lowell's Duncan Durham with the, Daquan Durham with the follow up two. 14-11, English leads. 1:12 to go, first quarter. They feed it underneath to Makiba, and it's swatted away from them. Well, wherever you are, in Lowell or Lynn or all around the North Shore, great to hear from you. We always do like to hear from you. You can email us. Our email link is at the top right of the website, but it's the email is msonewsports@gmail.com, msonewsports@gmail.com. Guzman inbounds to Makiba. Back to Guzman. Left corner three. No. Defensive rebound by Lowell. Pulled down by Etienne. Down court. A take. A runner off the fingertips. Doesn't go off the hands of Nunez. English rebound. Rodriguez up over midcourt. They have Guzman playing a little less point here tonight for English, which is a little bit different. There's a foul outside. Interesting to see what's that is about, Mike, because usually Jarnell doing a lot of one, a lot of point action here. We see him playing off at the two tonight.
Now here's another substitution for Lynn English. It looks like another 6'4", 6'5" kid.
Yeah. This
they have great size.
A different number here. Hold on here. Let me double check that. Yeah. It's Rodriguez off in the left corner. Mason Jean Baptiste doesn't go. And now Guzman with it out on the wing. And a traveling violation.
Good call. Good call there.
You know, I think that's Jean Baptiste. I don't know why I don't have him here, and he's not on the roster.
Yeah.
Check. Did you have one they gave us? Do they have a? I'm working off the other rosters here. They have a five for English.
I will look.
I think that's Jean Baptiste. Here's a pull-up jumper straight on. A three is good by Siow of Lowell. Yeah. Oh, they do. Yeah. It's Joshua St. Jean. Okay.
So we're tied after one, 14-all. I don't think either team's going to score 100 tonight. However, it will be super competitive. If I'm not mistaken, though, I think Mookie Betts, David Price are now listening from the West Coast.
Yeah, there you go.
And perhaps Rajon Rondo.
All right, we'll take a quick break. Back with more just ahead here on MSO News Sports.
Hi folks, this is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Did you know that professional builders and remodelers choose Anderson Windows more than any other brand in the United States? And if you're thinking about replacing the windows in your home, you should see the Anderson Woodright replacement windows, which can add considerable value to any home. See the Anderson windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or visit us at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Enjoy the taste of summer all year round at Cherry Farm Creamery. Pick up an ice cream cake for that special occasion. Cherry Farm Creamery offers the best ice cream right off Route 128 on Conant Street in Danvers. Or visit them at cherryfarmcreamery.com.
Bill Newell here, along with retired Salem News sports writer Mike Grenier is sitting alongside tonight. And we've gone a quarter and we're tied at 14. So, kind of what else would you expect? But a great high-tempo start to tonight's game. Some jitters early, but this is when the team's really got to settle in right now.
I think they will. I think both teams will start to shoot it better.
Lowell with the basketball to start the second quarter. They work it outside, lost the handle on it. Steal, Rodriguez with it, down court, puts it up. No! That was a contested shot. Right back at Siow. Quick pass down on the left wing, a three ball. No! Defensive rebound pulled down by English High School. Makiba with the rebound. Down court pass, foul underneath.
Given the fact that Lynn English has so much size, Lowell's going to have a tough time corralling offensive rebounds, I think. Though it looks like Lynn English has the potential to own the defensive glass throughout the night here.
Well, they're trying to get the bigs involved on the offense here as Lynn English. At times they go away from it, and you might expect that because they're a fast team. They've got guys that are talented on the perimeter, but the two big guys, Makiba and Badmus, you know, they got to get going in underneath. Badmus actually does have 6 points here.
Yeah, early on, he had the first 6 points, I want to say.
Yeah, he's out of the game right now. Makiba with it, big guy, coming to the basket, lost the handle on it on the dribble. Turnover, Lowell basketball. We're still tied at 14, early second quarter. 7:16 to go till the half. Antonio Anderson, head coach at Lynn English High School. Bob McCalzik, Michael Zick, the coach at Lowell High School. Again, a special thanks to both of those coaches for helping us out getting ready for tonight's broadcast. A take into the paint, a miss by Lowell's Tyson Jones Armstead, and a take and a foul on the floor outside. It'll be on Lowell. English will have the ball. We're not in the penalty situation on the end line. Yep, there's Adamai Badmus coming back into the game, transferred from St. Mary's. And the inbounds pass underneath Guzman, turns, shoots, puts it on the rim, and it falls down through. Jarnell Guzman, who can explode at any time in a game, just got his first points of the night, giving English a two-point lead, 16-14, 6:40 to go until the half. Good crowd on hand here from both Lowell and from Lynn English. A lot of basketball people, you see. You can't help but see folks you know here at the are in the hallways here. And a shot is missed, and Badmus pulls down the rebound. Just like you said, Mike, ball knocked away, but Rodriguez picks up the loose ball off for Guzman. Now Guzman handling the ball out on the wing, slides off a pick, back to Badmus, and he can't find the handle on it. A little too tricky right there, but a good-looking pass idea. There's a shot and a foul. I think that might be on Guzman. Nope. Wrong again.
You know what I love about this, Bill, is today these two teams have combined for a 42-2 record. So you really are seeing the two best teams in Division One North. And with no upsets along the way. So you're really seeing the cream of the crop here right now. And I think that's great for the fans.
Well, the question is, Mike, let me get that. Free throw is good there by Nunez. Are these two the best two teams in the state?
Could be.
I mean,
could be.
This speaks to the discussion that folks have had about the statewide tournament where you want the best two teams to meet. There's another free throw by Nunez, tied at 16 now, to meet in the championship game. Here is a tie-up here, or a timeout called by Lynn English. Now, on the other hand, Mike, I love this day here for basketball.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, this, you have the top three divisions in boys and girls all playing at the Saugus Center. I mean, what a great opportunity this is. I mean, for us, we get to see teams that you don't want to, you know, are we going to be able to drive to all these different games if there are different venues? I don't think so.
Right. And, you know, an example, the North Reading Pensacola girls, they play in the regular season. There's a real rivalry there.
Yeah.
And it's renewed on a day like today with even more at stake. Now, would I come out if North Reading is playing Long Meadow? I doubt it. I'm old school. I don't favor the statewide tournament. I kind of love the format the way it is now with some really heated rivalries, and the local fans get to see their local teams playing in these rivalries. I think that's the ultimate for the local fans.
You know, I love the other thing too is, you know, I go back and forth on it, Mike. Get it. You know, I understand why people advocate for it, but I love a Northeastern Conference Cape Ann League rivalry. I love the fact that Beverly took on a Belmont today, that kind of a matchup.
Right.
A Northeastern Conference Middlesex League.
Right.
And then, when you get down to the other divisions, Division III, you never know what you get. But even St. Mary's Amesbury, Catholic Central League versus a Cape Ann League, what the heck?
I mean, it's a
nice regional matchup.
Yeah.
From programs that, you know, had great years.
And you're right. And when they get to the Garden and to the final, state final, you will see those Central Mass and Western Mass teams. What's wrong with that? I love it the way it is right now. Don't change it. But obviously, it's being changed.
It will be changed, but not next year. Now, a missed shot and a follow-up and a putback by Badmus. Badmus got fouled. The shot did not go in, so he'll go to the free throw line. Adamade Badmus will shoot two. Fouled in the act of shooting. Picking up the offensive board, missed the free throw. We'll have another. Tied at 16 here, folks. 5:33 to go until the half. Yeah, good crowd here tonight.
Excellent crowd. One of the best I've seen in quite a while.
Free throw good. One of two for Badmus. He has had a very good year for Lynn English High School. Adamade Badmus. For Coach Antonio Anderson. Carlos Nunez dishing it off for Richie Etienne. Back up top for Seau, working with Nunez. Pull-up jump shot is on the rim. It doesn't go. That's off the fingertips of Seau, and we have a foul underneath against Lowell. On Santiago. Jeter Santiago, a sophomore. And now we're into the penalty situation. Lowell with 17 fouls. English with just two.
Yeah, Lineage only has two fouls. That could be quite a factor here in the final 5:04 of the first half. I'd say, how critical is that, hitting the front end of a one-and-one? You know, we forget about that sometimes and how important it is, because it can be a four-point swing, a two-point swing. If you miss it, the other team scores. You know, this kid just converted the front end and gives his team a two-point lead.
I think that's Aaron Biscaino at the free throw line. Well, unlike Coach Romeo of North Reading girls basketball, both these teams go into their benches here tonight.
Right.
They're going to have to.
Oh, yeah, the pace of this game is demands that.
19-16, English leads. Lowell has the basketball. Points have been tough to come by here in a way. There's a shot taken off by Daquan Durham off the glass. It doesn't go. He kind of leaned in from the right side. Rebound down court. English underneath Fadmus got blocked. He thinks he got fouled. Down court a rush, and Seau has it go off his leg out of bounds. Turnover. It will be an English basketball. And the basketball rolls all the way down. Yeah, no, it didn't. I thought the basketball rolled all the way down the court. At this hour, I'm beginning to hallucinate.
That's okay,
Mike. You know, it's been
day. Understood. You were here for the first game at 6:30 a.m.
Yeah.
But what the pace of this game is amazing. It's just not much scoring so far, but man, are those kids going at it.
Like to welcome our viewers from the Pacific Islands now. Now just
Hawaii,
joining us here. This
Hawaii.
Just home from work. Outside jump shot, Lowell doesn't go. Biscaino picks up the rebound for English High. Drops it on off. Here's a take to the basket and a block off the, as Mason Jean Baptiste was a take to the basket. Score remains 19-16. English leads. English with the ball underneath their own basket. And it comes underneath. Guzman is fouled. Guzman got underneath the basket, tried to maneuver away, got the inbounds pass, and then a defender went high in the air and landed on him. So we have a foul. So he'll go to the line for 1-1.
Here we go again now. You know, obviously Lowell with 8 fouls. Lynn English only has 2. So they can be aggressive on the defensive end, Lynn English, without getting into foul trouble.
Guzman, who's a very good free throw shooter, missed the first, and so the rebound will not have the second. It kind of slows the game down, too, when you go into the 1-1, obviously. But I'm not sure that doesn't seem to favor anybody, a slower pace.
Right.
Seems like each team can handle a fast pace. But maybe a faster pace might favor Lowell. It's very rare that would be the thing against Lynn English, is a faster pace, because they're a very quick team. But this might be the one opponent that a faster pace would benefit Lowell.
It could. I mean, I'd say Lynn English probably hasn't seen anybody this fast all season, so...
That's where I was going with it. Thanks, Mike. Seau with a drive, a runner. It floats up there. No. Ball batted around a little bit. Lowell gets it back. Santiago out in the right corner. A 3 ball is good by Nunez. And we're tied at 19. Turnover. English. Lowell basketball up by midcourt.
We're getting a lot of shifting momentum here, huh?
Yeah.
Every time you think one team's going to take a 6-7 point lead, the other team comes back. Well, you got to love that.
Yeah. Let's see here. Tied at 19, 3:15 to play. Seau with the ball outside, drops it off, a long 3 taken there by Nunez. Rebound English High. Guzman driving, shot blocked. He thought he got fouled. Right back Seau. Nice shovel pass off on the left wing for Etienne for the lay-in. Well, there's that quickness right there, Mike. A transition. Each team can transition, there's no doubt about it. But that time,
yeah, and it started at the defensive end with a great pickoff, a great steal.
led to an offensive pass break. And now, right now, Lowell has the edge. So it's a wild game.
English player down underneath the basket. They're helping him up. Looks like he's okay. That was Viscano, Aaron Viscano. Coach Anderson done a great job with these guys last year. Such an impressive run in the tournament. And, you know, having been around Boston College basketball and some other college teams as you have, Mike, you know, I know coach-player interactions with different coaches and stuff, and Coach Anderson has a great interaction with his team. It really does.
Of course, we remember how great a player he was in his own right.
Yeah. And on to Memphis State. Yeah, Memphis State and Salem State coaches here battling here.
That's terrific.
You will.
That's really terrific. That's what you love about this, like we said, regional matchup. We know these guys. We know their history. Nothing against Pittsfield or Longmeadow or Lee, Massachusetts or Worcester, but we don't know about those guys.
I know. I agree. I mean, and when you think about it, wouldn't it be great to, you know, like, you know, our leagues sometimes help us, sometimes don't. But I mean, you could have. I mean, even if you have the Super 8 tournament, well, you know, what about, you know, wouldn't it be great to have some of the Catholic conference teams and great other public school teams go in at it night in and night out? It would be an entertaining high school basketball league for sure. It won't happen though. Okay, here's Jack Crowley, Jack Rodriguez to the paint and into the and puts a hook up for the two first points of the night for Jack Rodriguez of Lynn English High School. Ties the game at 21. 2:20 to play in the first half. Lowell passes quickly too, Mike, don't they?
Oh, yeah.
They're quick on the passing. Nunez, ball knocked free. Guzman with it. Going one-on-one as it's knocked away from him. Out of bounds. Are they giving the ball to Lowell?
Sure are.
Oh, yeah. Wow. No argument from Jarnell Guzman on that. Usually those plays go the other way, but obviously it must have gone off Guzman. Here's Lowell back on the attack, tied at 21. Underneath, a reverse lay-in is good by Daquan Durham. He's got 6 points now. 23-21, 1:55 to go first half. Jack Rodriguez with the dribble outside, trying to come off a pick. Gets it off on the right for Guzman. Down low, Badmus goes up. He got fouled. Well, they're... Lowell's tough underneath, Mike. They're defending around that rim. I haven't seen anyone defend like that this year around the rim. I think I've seen English last year and stuff do it at times. But wow, they're defending up there.
Yeah,
it takes a guy like Badmus, who is tall and incredibly strong, to get past that defense.
Yeah,
makes the free throw.
I mentioned how ferocious they were on defense. And, you know, obviously, Lynn English coming off a game where they scored, I believe, 36 points in the first quarter against Waltham the other night. And, you know, right now they've got 22 near halftime. So, you know, but that's a reflection of how good both teams are.
Yep. Badmus with two free throws knocks him down. 23 all the score. A minute 40 to go first half. Also, I'd like to thank both athletic departments from both schools for their help and assistance. Getting information from the schools. We have a foul on the floor against English High School as Carlos Nunez had it started to take it to the basket. Looked like he lost the ball for a moment, but does draw the foul, and so it'll be a low ball on the end line. Still just 14 fouls on Lynn English High School here in the first half.
Yeah, they're in good shape there, Bill, with a minute 24 left in the half.
Lowell with the ball, tied at 23, outside jumper, a three is good by Etienne. Four, 26-23, Guzman, a drive and a two-point drive and a kind of a hook lay-in.
That's an acrobatic move.
Yeah, he's got to be feeling it a little bit. Here's another take and a spin lay-in is good.
Now we're seeing that athleticism manifesting itself by both teams.
Yeah, it was almost like I'll come right back at you with a very similar play. Underneath Badmus, got an offensive foul.
Number 10, yes.
Yeah, Rodriguez called for the offensive foul. Lowell is leading Lynn English. down to 45 seconds. Lowell with the basketball again. Quickly through is Etienne, going from right to left. Off for Nunez. Up top for Siao. Looks back at his coach on the dribble to the far side left as they try to work to the basket to our right. Up top, a straight on three is good. Nailed by Nunez. His second three of the night. 31-25 Lowell. This is Guzman outside, coming, pulling up, jump shot, got it, 2 points. Jarnell Guzman with the two. He can, he's been kind of quiet until the last minute or two. A deep, deep right three, no good, and the time runs out with English picking up the loose ball on the floor, 31-27.
Yeah, I tell you what, enough of that last basket by Lynn English, make it 31-27. Lowell has tremendous momentum and a good feeling about itself as it goes to the locker room at halftime.
Yeah, I think they've got to. I mean, we've seen Belmont, a defending, a champ, lose tonight. Lynn English, defending state champs. So they've, North champ as well, obviously. And yeah, so great. You know, it's funny. It's basically been a high tempo. I think Coach Michalczyk was pretty much on target here. He thought it could be an entertaining first half, and clearly is.
You described them as optimistic, and I see a lot of reason to be optimistic. They're not only hanging tough with them, they got the lead right now.
All right. We'll check some point totals, and we'll take a quick break, and we'll be back with more just ahead here at the half. It is Lowell 31, Lynn English 27. Thanks for being with us here tonight on MSONewsSports.com. Bill Newell here along with Mike Renier, the retired sports writer from the Salem News. At the Songa Center in Lowell.
This season, start with a winning mortgage rate from your hometown team. Whether you are thinking about buying a new home or condo or refinancing your existing one, our loan rates are among the lowest anywhere. Check out our full menu of rates and terms and apply online 24/7 at institutionforsavingsloans.com. institutionforsavings.com, member FDIC, DIF, equal housing lender.
People come in, take a seat, you're really in for a treat at Sylvan Street, a great place to eat and drink and meet with family and friends at Sylvan Street. We'll treat you right, day or night, satisfy your appetite, eat, drink, and chill. At the Sylvan Street Grill.
Catch a game with friends, meet for lunch, cocktails after work, or a romantic dinner for two. Whatever you plan to do it at Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. See you at Sylvan Street.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Harrington Trophy has been rewarding the North Shore for over 30 years with quality custom awards, screen printing, embroidery, and more. We pride our family-owned business on our exceptional customer service and quality products for the right price. Custom t-shirts, sweatshirts, warm-up suits, hats, along with the area's top trophies, plaques, glass awards, we are the one-stop shop for end-of-the-year banquets or advertising your small business through apparel. Come see us at Harrington Trophy, Chestnut Street, Lynn, or harringtontrophy.com.
The North Shore is listening to MSONewsSports.com and our great selection of podcasts.
Hey, this is Matt Williams from the Salem News. Make sure that you listen to our weekly high school sports podcast where you can get all the news and happenings in the North Shore high school sports and beyond with myself, Phil Stacey, Bill Newell, and Nick Giannino.
MSO News Sports, connecting you to the North Shore.
Fact is, including the commute, people spend 10 hours a day at work. No wonder they're forced to buy car insurance in 15 minutes. They just don't have time to go meet with someone. Well, Columbia Insurance has an alternative. The insurance professionals at Columbia Insurance Agency will meet with you at your workplace. Even better, we'll go to the registry and bring your plates back to you at work, free of charge. At Columbia Insurance Agency, we come to you, and we really do. Visit ColumbiaInsuranceAgency.net and set up an appointment today. That's ColumbiaInsuranceAgency.net.
Catch Connections Tuesday and Thursday mornings at 10 on MSO News Sports. This is a one-hour news and features program with all local guests to discuss politics, entertainment, and the biggest local news stories. Also, make sure to click on North Shore Today every weekday with a local news podcast, weather at a glance, local news, local photos, and our video of the day. Monday nights at 7, it's North Shore Sports Night, a local one-hour local sports talk show filled with local guests. MSO News Sports, a unique local multimedia website connecting you to the North Shore.
This is MSO News Sports. Bill Newell joined by Nick Giannino from the Salem News. Mike Wren, you're Salem News Emeritus, right? 76-59 following Beverly's win over Belmont in the D2 North. A lot of history here. We'll talk about that with Mike in a moment. But, Nick, some quick thoughts from you on what you saw from Beverly. You saw them win against Burlington on Tuesday.
Yeah, I thought they came out and set the tone early and often. You know, Jack Crowley was his usual dominant start right out of the gate. I believe he had 17 points in the first half, including a three. He shot about 8 for 10 from the field. So that was huge to get off to that quick start for Beverly. And it all started on the defensive end for them. They brought the pressure. They took Belmont out of what they wanted to do offensively. We knew that Belmont wanted to shoot threes and get to the rim, and they struggled doing both of those things in the first half, and Beverly took advantage. And, you know, in the second half, they just kept their distance. While Jack Crowley did it in the first half, their other star, Duncan Moreland, another senior captain, did it in the second half. I mean, they both had over 25 points in this one.
You know, I looked at the backcourt pressure that Belmont was putting on, varied pressure from time to time. I really thought if the game was another quarter, that might have been tough for Beverly, you know, if they played five quarters. But Beverly, you know, Coach said they were able to handle it, and they did handle it, but it wasn't easy for them. And what's interesting is they had Crowley and Moreland, as well as either one of the other guards, depending on who it was, working on that press break in backcourt.
Yeah, I think it seemed to me like Belmont came out with the mindset that they wanted to press, but they weren't fully committed to it in the first half, and Beverly was able to break it pretty easily. In the second half, Belmont, you know, turned up the intensity, turned up the pressure, and while Beverly did turn it over at times, it never really hurt them. They were able to break it, you know, more often than not, and that's a credit to, you know, Coach Karakoudis and their practices over these past couple of weeks. We saw Burlington in the semifinal do the same type of thing on defense, bring the pressure like that, and Beverly, you know, was able to take it to Burlington, and tonight they were able to, you know, break the press.
Before I go to Mike, Nick, anything else you want to talk about the Beverly win today?
Well, just from a historical perspective, this is huge for Beverly, the town, the community, the school. And, you know, the Panthers have never made it to a North title game, let alone win it. They're up to 21 wins now, which is also a program record. You know, just talking to Coach Karakoudis after the win, he said, you know, going to get a sub at the local sub shop or going to get gas, you know, he'll see people, oh, we're rooting for you. So it's great to see that the community has really come together in Beverly here and pulled out for their team.
Good point. All right, Mike, Nick, I'll let you go. I know you're going to work here. Let Mike join us here. Speaking of that, I saw Mayor Cahill in the hallway a moment ago. If I was a little smarter, a little faster, and not in a rush to get downstairs, I would have grabbed a quick interview with him, because you're right, it's a city thing. Everybody's interested in this thing. So, Mike Wren, some thoughts from you on what happened here today with Beverly basketball. I heard the name Peter Wynn like twice today. When was the last time you've heard that name? The old Keith Arnold teams from Beverly back in the, very late 70s, early 80s, yeah. And I'll tell you, you know, it was interesting. You know, I really didn't realize it, but when you think about it, they had never made a North Final before. They've never played at the Garden before, never had 20-win season before. And those are some big history notes, I think, to pull off here.
Absolutely, but actually, we mentioned Peter Wynn. Like you said, Bill, I can actually remember you interviewing me at halftime of the Cambridge-Beverly State Tournament game when Patrick Ewing, the great all-time NBA player, played against Peter Wynn. And Peter Wynn of Beverly outplayed him for a half. Of course, he was recruited by Syracuse and went on to Syracuse for a while. But even before that, back in the 1970s when Bill Bradford was coaching Beverly, you know, they've had some good teams, but never a great team. And, you know, like I joked with you a little while ago,
that maybe some of the fathers and grandfathers of the current Beverly players, they might have gone to the Garden, but to see Aerosmith in concert. Certainly never to see a Beverly High basketball team playing, and they'll have that opportunity on Wednesday. And they're just, I'm a little bit jealous of Nick Giannino. Been around for a few years, a phenomenal basketball guy, but he gets to see a championship team. I went for 40 years and didn't see a championship Beverly team. So.
That is Mike Grenier with us earlier talking about the Beverly win in Division II earlier today. Here we're at the half. It's 31-27. Lowell is leading. Lynn English will take a break. We're back with the second half tip right after this.
You'll love the Bradford Tavern in Rowley as they feature a menu to please everyone. Start your meal with your choice from a dozen delicious appetizers. There are also soups and fresh salads. Dinner selections include burgers, sirloin tips, chicken parmesan, chicken piccata, and then there's seafood, clams, haddocks, salmon, lobsters, and fish tacos. Plus a wide selection of sandwiches and wraps. Let the Bradford Tavern host your events or functions set in unique spaces. Open 6 days a week, Tuesday through Sunday. The Bradford Tavern, Route 133 Rowley and BradfordTavern.com.
Hi folks, this is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Professional builders and remodelers choose Anderson Windows more than any other brand in the United States. They do so because Anderson Windows and patio doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows at any of our three locations in Beverly, North Reading, or Plastow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber.
We are ready for the start of the second half. What a first half we've had. 31-27 our score with Lowell leading Lynn English. English gets the ball to start the second half. But I think we have a problem with the shot clock as they inbounded it, did English. Only to have 5 seconds roll off and nothing on the shot clock here. Now they have the shot clock adjusted down to 25. Jack Rodriguez to inbound. Off to Mason Jean Baptiste. And again, we have Jarnell Guzman working on the off-guard kind of spot here for English. Going one-on-one on the right side. Guzman pull-up jumper. A three, no. Offensive rebound put up. Grabbed by Makiba. He goes up. It's knocked away from him. Lowell picks the ball up. Jacob McKenzie off on the left wing. A three attempt is good on the hit off the rim by Nunez, and then it fell back down through. It looked like it was going to kick out. It's a six-point Lowell lead. First points here of the second half for Lowell. 33-27. Rodriguez at the point on the dribble off to the left wing. Trying a little give and go with Makiba down in the left wing. Makiba way outside the big guy. One of the big guys for English High. Now back comes Guzman from left to right. Now back left. Now left baseline. A runner. No. Makiba goes back up. He's fouled. So Makiba going back up strong draws a foul. This Lowell team. Tyson Jones Armstead, one of their top rebounders. Carlos Nunez Jr., 16-point game average. Nathaniel Seau, about 16 points per game. And also Nunez, a big rebounder as well. Free throw is no good by Makiba. JB will have another one. It's in the air. That's no good. Rebound is pulled down offensively by English. They kick it back out for Guzman for a three, and he nails it. Guzman with the 3 points, 33-30, 3-point Lowell lead. Lowell working to attacking the basket to our left here in the second half. Working it at a high post, and now a take and an offensive foul on Lowell. Not sure who they're calling it on. Coach Michalczyk, a little concerned with the call. Clearly has done a great job here with this Lowell basketball program. A special thanks to him and their athletic director, David Lazensky. And, of course, on the other side, Coach Antonio Anderson for Lynn English High School and their AD, Dick Newton. So it's an English basketball. They're down three. It's a one-possession game. Rodriguez takes a pass, guarded tightly, works it down low, batted away. Oh, they lose it on the sideline. Looked like Lowell had the takeaway there for a moment with Tyson Jones-Armstead, but he stepped on the sideline while trying to corral the loose ball. Jack Rodriguez inbounding, sidelines right down near the corner. Now they give it down to Badmus. He lost the handle on it as they tried to thread it along the baseline. English trying to get a little bit untracked here early going second half. The halftime score was 31-27. Now it's 33-30. So each team with a three here in the second half. Guzman for English High and Nunez for Lowell for the scoring here in the second half. 6 minutes to go. A cut underneath. Left alone was Nunez. And he can't put it in. And now the ball is knocked away out of bounds. And this is going to be a Lowell basketball on the end line. Coming into the game for English High School is Aaron Biscano. Makiba going out of the game. The inbounds pass. They thread it nicely off underneath for Jones Armstead for the two. He's got 4 points now. 35-30. He just came down top to bottom. And the inbounds pass from the end line. Here's Rodriguez, a runner. He's got it. Good take to the basket by Jack Rodriguez. His first points of the second half. Five now for English in the second half. Lowell leads by three, 35-32. 5:30 to go third quarter. We're at the Sangha Center in Lowell. Division I North Championship game. Ball tipped around a bit outside. Three balls taken straight on. No rebound. Badmus for Lynn English High. Off for Guzman. He's got the dribble up over midcourt. Guarded man-to-man. Now some muscling between Badmus and a Lowell player. And they're calling the foul on Badmus as he's trying to get on track, get free down low. So the foul goes against English. And Lowell gets the basketball as Carlos Nunez inbounds in backcourt. Off for Siao. Slowly up over midcourt. 3 minutes gone by, third quarter. Siao. Guided by Rodriguez. Off on the right. With it there, Etienne kicks it back out to Siao, left wing, outside the three line. Haney nails, puts a shot up from there. No, the offensive rebound. Santiago lost it. Rodriguez gets it, and now it's off of him and out of bounds. But it's off Lowell. It'll be an English basketball. I think Lowell thinks the ball was theirs. I thought it might have gone off an English player too, but it's hard to tell. We were not right down there where the official was. It's an English basketball. Rodriguez going up against Santiago. Santiago defending for Lowell. Rodriguez with a take. Outside there's a foul on the floor. And another foul on Lowell. That's 14 fouls here early going second half. Santiago goes out of the game. Into the game comes Daquan Durham. Saw a lot of playing time in the first half for sure. Guzman to inbounds off for Badmus. Right underneath goes up strong. No. Offensive rebound. Biscano back off to Rodriguez. Left corner three. No. Biscano the rebound again. Off to Rodriguez. A three straight on. No, it doesn't go. Rattled on the rim for a minute. Down court Lowell. Right wing. They turned down a three. Now a two-point jump shot. Is good by Nunez. He's got five here in the third quarter. Guzman guarded now. Lowell putting on some full court pressure. Rodriguez breaks it. Comes up court. A runner on the rim. No. Ball falls over the end line. Out of bounds. It'll be a Lowell basketball. Lowell is leading here 37-32. 4 minutes to go. Third quarter. So we're halfway through exactly the third quarter. I'm Bill Newell. Great to have you with us here on this Saturday night. Hey, we want to thank all of our sponsors who have helped make these special playoff broadcasts possible. Check out their banners on our website and be sure to support our local businesses. This broadcast and others would not be possible without their support. Lowell basketball, they turn it over. Guzman right there for the pass, down court to McKeeba, and he slams it home for 2 points. Wow, Makiba running the floor there. Guzman finding him. That looked pretty. With a powerful finish by Makiba. 37-34. Lowell still has the lead by three. Seau with the ball outside for Lowell. Drops it off for Nunez. Off for Etienne, left side. He'll put a three up. He's got it. Richie Etienne. Timeout called with 3:08 to go. It's a 6-point Lowell lead, 40-34. We'll step aside. We'll take the break. Hang in there with us. We're in the third quarter.
Fact is, including the commute, people spend 10 hours a day at work. No wonder they're forced to buy car insurance in 15 minutes. They just don't have time to go meet with someone. Well, Columbia Insurance has an alternative. The insurance professionals at Columbia Insurance Agency will meet with you at your workplace. Even better, we'll go to the registry and bring your plates back to you at work, free of charge. At Columbia Insurance Agency, we come to you, and we really do. Visit ColumbiaInsuranceAgency.net and set up an appointment today. That's ColumbiaInsuranceAgency.net.
Harrington Trophy has been rewarding the North Shore for over 30 years with quality custom awards, screen printing, embroidery, and more. We pride our family-owned business on our exceptional customer service and quality products for the right price. Custom t-shirts, sweatshirts, warm-up suits, hats, along with the area's top trophies, plaques, glass awards, we are the one-stop shop for end-of-the-year banquets or advertising your small business through apparel. Come see us at Harrington Trophy, Chestnut Street, Lynn, or harringtontrophy.com.
Well, it has been a fun day here at the Sangha Center in Lowell, and we're here with the last game at 9:22 p.m. with 3:08 to play in the third quarter. 40-34, Lowell is leading. Lynn English with the basketball. Jack Rodriguez with the ball. Comes with the dribble up through the center circle there. Off for Guzman, left corner. Three ball. Guzman got it. Jarnell Guzman, his second three of the quarter. Got 12 points now in the game. Outside three, Lowell. They match it. Carlos Nunez with another three. His fourth three of the game for Nunez. Rodriguez spins free, kicks it out in the right corner. And a drive to the basket. They squeeze it up. No, the follow-up by Makiba is good. J.B. Makiba with the 2 points. 43-39. English hanging tight. Down four. Lowell with the basketball. Now we're shooting here, folks. Picked up a bit here. Jones Armstead with it on the right wing. Off on the left for Etienne. Guarded there by Rodriguez. Pulls Rodriguez way, way out. Now they lost his dribble. Gives it off on the left for Seau. Seau a three. No. Air ball. Out of bounds. Lynn English will have it. As I said, Guzman with 12 points right now. We'll check some other point leaders as we go through. Guzman takes the pass up by midcourt. A strong drive to the basket. Puts it on the rim. No. Rebound goes to the sidelines. Guzman saves it. And it goes for Badmus. Badmus doubled up way outside on the right. They kick it down low. English underneath goes up. No. A block. Makiba was blocked. It goes out of bounds. Badmus had 9 points in the first half. That's where he's at now. Mason Jean-Baptiste was six. Makiba has now 6 points in the game altogether. Baseline drive. English, no. Rebound low. Lost it. Guzman has it. Lays it in. Up and in. And Guzman now with 14 points, leading the way for English. He came alive here in the second half. I should say in the second quarter he came alive. 43-41, English down two, Lowell with the basketball. Off on the right wing, now down into the right corner. Player comes to the right block, that's Durham. Kicks it way back outside, seven on the shot clock now. A runner is around the rim, no, the offensive board up, and that doesn't go. Second shot. And here comes English back. Mason Jean-Baptiste off for Badmus, and he slams it home. Badmus with 11 points now. We're tied at 43. Loose ball. English steals it. Jean-Baptiste off for Guzman, and it's knocked out of bounds. It'll be a low ball. We're tied at 43 here with 45 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Timeout. We'll take it. We're back with more just ahead here on MSO News Sports. Tied at 43, third quarter.
Enjoy the taste of summer all year round at Cherry Farm Creamery. Pick up an ice cream cake for that special occasion. Cherry Farm Creamery offers the best ice cream right off Route 128 on Conant Street in Danvers. Or visit them at cherryfarmcreamery.com.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Catch Connections, Tuesday and Thursday mornings at 10 on MSO News Sports. This is a one-hour news and features program with all local guests to discuss politics, entertainment, and the biggest local news stories. Also, make sure to click on North Shore Today every weekday with a local news podcast, weather at a glance, local news, local photos, and our video of the day. Monday nights at 7, it's North Shore Sports Night, a local one-hour local sports talk show filled with local guests. MSO News Sports, a unique local multimedia website connecting you to the North Shore.
The last of six games underway now here at the Sanga Center today. 45 seconds to go, third quarter. We're tied at 43. Lynn English and Lowell for the D1 North Championship. Lowell on the drive to the basket, and a nice move there by Siow. A sliding move and a shift left-right and a lay-in, giving Lowell a two-point lead. Underneath, Guzman lost the handle on it, swatted away from him. Earlier today, girls winners, Andover in D1, North Reading in D2, and St. Mary's in D3. Boys winners, Beverly in D2, and St. Mary's in D3. Inbounds pass comes to Badmus of Lynn English. He's outside, out of the paint. Now over to Makiba. He's outside the paint. Now spins in, drives, got it, and he's fouled. 2 points, and he'll go to the line for a three-point play. J.B. Makiba of Lynn English now, with just 22 seconds to go in the third quarter. We're tied at 45. Lynn English looking to take the lead back. Akiba free throw in the air, and it falls off, no good. Tied at 45. Lowell back. Kick it to the right corner, back around the perimeter, right side. A drive, a runner on the rim and in. A basket made by Carlos Nunez. He's had a big game here tonight for Lowell. Right back, Guzman, a runner in the paint. He's fouled, drawing a foul. He'll go to the line for two shots. 16 fouls now on Lowell, just one for English here in the second half. 4.9 seconds to play in the third quarter. Great to see Mike Grenier, the Sale, former sports writer for the Salem News, here tonight. Guzman hits the free throw. He will have another one. Outstanding point guard, kind of playing off the point, as we mentioned earlier tonight, the two spot. Second free throw is good. He's just so solid on just about, well, on every aspect of his game. Tied at 47 we are here. 4.9 seconds to go, third quarter. Inbounds pass. Etienne, outside, midcourt jumper. No, at the buzzer. And the quarter comes to an end. At the end of three, Lynn English and Lowell are tied at 47.
Looking to score big on your savings this season? Open a CD savings or money market account at Institution for Savings. This is the perfect time to earn funds for your future, and our rates are among the best. Stop by one of our offices in Amesbury, Beverly, Boxford, Gloucester, Hamilton, Ipswich, Middleton, Newburyport, Rockport, Rowley, Salem, Salisbury, and Topsfield. Or visit us online at institutionforsavings.com. Member FDIC, DIF.
People come in, take a seat. You're really in for a treat at Sylvan Street. A great place to eat and drink and meet with family and friends at Sylvan Street. We'll treat you right, day or night. Satisfy your appetite. Eat, drink, and chill at the
Sylvan Street Grill.
Catch a game with friends, meet for lunch, cocktails after work, or a romantic dinner for two. Whatever your plan, plan to do it at Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. See you at Sylvan Street.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Want to thank all of our sponsors who helped make these special playoff broadcasts possible. Check out their banners on our website and be sure to support our local businesses. This would not be possible without them. Also, MSO News Sports is a multimedia website that delivers a daily news podcast, a post, weather, photos, and the video of the day. It's North Shore Today, weekdays, on MSONewsSports.com. It's a Lowell basketball, just underway fourth quarter. We're tied at 47, Lowell and Lynn English. And an outside foul, a blocking foul on Jarnell Guzman. Jarnell was about 8 or 9 feet beyond the three-point arc and was defending very tightly. Draws the foul. Second team foul on Lynn English here in the second half. So that's not a big problem for the Bulldogs. They've been foul-free. Lowell basketball, weaving outside, pull-up jumper, no. Shot taken there by Nunez. English rebound. Guzman with the ball up top. Rodriguez takes it on the right, still outside, well beyond the arc. Comes to the left with a pass off for Makiba, posting way outside. Off for Guzman, down low, Badmus going one-on-one, now backs the pass off into the left corner. And that's Rodriguez. Rodriguez trying to go baseline. Shut down. Kicks it back out for Makiba. One on the shot clock. Short. He had to throw it up. So basically they don't get a shot off there. So it'll be a Lynn English basketball. I mean a Lowell basketball. Excuse me. With now 1 minute gone by in the fourth quarter. With the basketball, a slow dribble is Nathaniel Seau. Out over midcourt. To the right. Lowell trying to work it to the basket to our left. Etienne off underneath. A runner down the middle. No. Rebound Makiba. J.B. Makiba of English. Up court on the right. Mason Jean-Baptiste kicks it underneath for Makiba. He's blocked. Makiba gets it back though. Goes back underneath. And now he's fouled. Fouled on the floor, I believe. Let's see. He was making a move. Oh, it's a shooting foul. So Makiba will go. He was doubled up along the baseline and was going up and draws a foul. With 6:29 to play in the game, we are tied at 47. Don't go away. Well, by the way, it's great to have you with us here tonight. Makiba's free throw is good, and English takes the lead here. 48-47. Second free throw by Makiba is good. 2 for 2, 49-47. English is leading. English a bit bigger, maybe a bit stronger down underneath when you consider Makiba and Badmus, but there is some decent size for Lowell, and they play high and they defend high around that hoop. And they're quick on the outside, and both teams can shoot. Lowell is able to shoot from the outside. Talk more about that in a moment. Here's Guzman with a steal. A drive. Shot blocked out of bounds. Jarnell Guzman going up. And that's what I'm talking about. The ability of Lowell to recover so quickly. Guzman with the steal. A great take. However, he had to circle around and he tried to reverse it up. And there was a second player to defend coming around on the right side of the bucket. Now Rodriguez to inbound. Gives it off to Badmus. Right post. Goes into the paint. Puts it up. No. And a defensive rebound snapped down there by Carlos Nunez. Nunez has four threes. He's been very effective here tonight at both ends of the court for Lowell. English leading by two, 49-47. Lowell trying to tie. Here's a runner. It doesn't go. Badmus with the rebound for Lynn English High School. Down court Rodriguez for Makiba. He stuffs it home. English by four, 51-47. Etienne outside, ball knocked away. It'll be a Lowell ball. Coach Bob Michalczyk looking up at the scoreboard and with his team right in front of him. on there in the offensive end to our left. Inbounds pass goes to Seau outside. 5:30 to go. 4-point English lead. Seau foul line right, extended. Kicks it back out. Boy, both these two defenses are all over you tonight. Here's a take to the basket and a good strong take. The shot doesn't go for McKenzie, Jacob McKenzie. English gets the rebound and a chance to go up by even more. They're up 51-47 right now, a 4-point lead. Guzman with the dribble up over midcourt to Rodriguez off for Badmus. Foul line jumper. Badmus got it. Straight on foul line jumper. Adam A. Badmus, and Lowell wants a timeout. Trailing now 53-47. We'll take the break. We're back with more just ahead here. Stay with us on MSO News Sports.
Harrington Trophy has been rewarding the North Shore for over 30 years with quality custom awards, screen printing, embroidery, and more. We pride our family-owned business on our exceptional customer service and quality products for the right price. Custom t-shirts, sweatshirts, warm-up suits, hats, along with the area's top trophies, plaques, glass awards, we are the one-stop shop for end-of-the-year banquets or advertising your small business through apparel. Come see us at Harrington Trophy, Chestnut Street, Lynn, or harringtontrophy.com.
You'll love the Bradford Tavern in Rowley, as they feature a menu to please everyone. Start your meal with your choice from a dozen delicious appetizers. There are also soups and fresh salads. Dinner selections include burgers, sirloin tips, chicken parmesan, chicken piccata, and then there's seafood, clams, haddocks, salmon, lobsters, and fish tacos. Plus a wide selection of sandwiches and wraps. Let the Bradford Tavern host your events or functions set in unique spaces. Open 6 days a week, Tuesday through Sunday. The Bradford Tavern, Route 133 Rowley, and BradfordTavern.com.
MSO News Sports provides a great local sports hour of guests and topics Monday nights at 7. Join Rick Moore and Tim Kearns for North Shore Sports Nights Monday night at 7 o'clock. Lowell has the basketball. They're down 53-47 and they start up court. 4:52 to go in tonight's game. Division I North Championship game from the Songus Center in Lowell. Here's a take to the basket. The ball is swatted out of bounds. The take was by Seau of Lowell, and Makiba batted the ball out of bounds for Lynn English High. Makiba matched up against down there defensively with Tyson Jones Armstead of Lowell. Inbounds pass comes to him, and he goes up in a blocking foul on the floor. Adamide Badmus said, no, he was traveling, but a blocking foul on Lynn English. The foul is on Makiba, J.B. Makiba. Just a inbounds for Lowell. Seau to inbounds, goes deep right corner from the end line. Now back to Etienne, a three from out on the right wing. Third three for Etienne, and he has 11 points on the night for Lowell. And we're back to a one-possession game with Lynn English leading 53-50. Jarnell Guzman on the dribble up top. Coming inside the arc. Now passes to Badmus. Kicks it back out to Rodriguez. Outside the arc on the left. Spins back foul line down the lane. A runner. No, it was altered. And the rebound Lowell. Down court. Tip comes free. Seau goes up. Off balance. No. Rebound Makiba. Rips it down. Comes up court. Dribbling himself. Kicks it out on the right for Badmus. The two big guys. Now Mason Jean-Baptiste slows it down, gives it to Rodriguez, and English wants a timeout. They'll take it, so will we. 3:50 to go, fourth quarter. Lynn English is leading 53-50 here on MSONewsSports.com.
Catch Connections, Tuesday and Thursday mornings at 10 on MSO News Sports. This is a one-hour news and features program with all local guests to discuss politics, entertainment, and the biggest local news stories. Also, make sure to click on North Shore Today every weekday with a local news podcast, weather at a glance, local news, local photos, and our video of the day. Monday nights at 7, it's North Shore Sports Night, a local one-hour local sports talk show filled with local guests. MSO News Sports, a unique local multimedia website connecting you to the North Shore.
People come in, take a seat. You're really in for a treat at Sylvan Street. A great place to eat and drink and meet with family and friends at Sylvan Street. We treat you right, day or night. Satisfy your appetite. Eat, drink, and chill at the
Sylvan Street Grill.
Catch a game with friends, meet for lunch, cocktails after work, or a romantic dinner for two. Whatever your plan, plan to do it at Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. See you at Sylvan Street.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Jack Rodriguez to inbound for Lynn English. Off for Guzman. Down underneath. Badmus goes up strong. He's fouled. 53-50. Lynn English leading by the 3 points with 3:46 to play. Does Lowell have one more run in them? And when you say run, it's been so tight tonight. Really, from start to finish in this game. Badmus at the line for two shots. He makes the first off the glass and home for Edomai Badness. We will be doing a very fast wrap-up here. And then we'll have updates later on tonight or overnight on the website on the game, hopefully. Badness's second shot is no good. Offensive rebound pulled down by English. Mason Jean Baptiste with it. Off for Rodriguez. Four-point Bulldog lead. With 3:35 to play in the contest. Rodriguez off for Guzman. Down low. Ball swatted free. Comes free to McKeever and he stuffs it home. Little offense by mistake that time as the ball got knocked free by Lowell, but it came to McKeever. And now it's a 6-point English lead with 3:20 to play. Lowell trying to make something happen. McKenzie outside. A three is put in there by Etienne. 56-53, a three-point game. Man, this Lowell team is impressive. We know about Lynn English, but this Lowell team has a lot of talent. Guzman doubled. Ball stolen. Lowell has it. Wait a minute. What's the call here? It looks like a foul. Lowell bench does not believe what's happening here. Coach Michalczyk getting an explanation, not happy with it. So what's going to happen here is we have a foul call here, and now instead of a 3-point game and Lowell going to either tie or creep to within one, it looks like English is going to shoot 1-1 at the free throw line. Now, did somebody call timeout or are the officials talking this over? I think somebody just called time. No, they're not taking a timeout here. Well, as you're an official, you know, the stakes are high here for sure. D1 North Final here in Massachusetts. Two talented teams, maybe two of the best, maybe the two best teams in the state for all we know. English is certainly the defending champs. Here's Jarnell Guzman, free throw is good. He goes back to the line. Guzman will have one more here. 57-53. Great, very good shooter. Second one is good. So now we're back up to a 5-point English lead. Lowell gets the inbounds pass. Still plenty of time here. 3 minutes to play. A strong take to the basket. No, the rebound Englishes. Mason Jean Baptiste in the backcourt. Off for McKeever, up over midcourt. Gives it off for Mason Jean Baptiste. Handling the ball here. Guzman is way down in the left corner. Their normal point guard or two guard. Mason Jean Baptiste trying to create something. And now we have a violation. And it'll be a Lowell basketball. 5-second call, 58-53, Lowell with the ball. 2:25 to play, 5-point game. With it outside, Siao to Nunez. Nunez going to the paint, a runner, floater, no, tipped around, back up and in, 2 points. Durham with the two, the putback. 58-55. English with a 3-point lead. Rodriguez of English. Coming down to it, folks. 2 minutes to play. Rodriguez going left. Way outside still. Now underneath to McKeever. He lays it in. Oh, what a great look by Jack Rodriguez to JB McKeever. Down court, Lowell looking to Santiago, left corner, back up top to Etienne. A long three, in and out. Bad missed the rebound. Big, big rebound there for English. Rodriguez on the dribble up over midcourt. Rodriguez has been huge for English High in the second half. He's outside, dribbling around a bit. 16 on the shot clock. Rodriguez spins into the paint, kicks it back out for Mason Jean-Baptiste. Little daylight, runner to the basket. He draws a foul with a minute 18 to play. As I mentioned, a very quick wrap here tonight. Carlos Nunez for Lowell with 2 for 6, 12, 15, 18, 20, 22 right now for him. Here's that Mason Jean-Baptiste at the free throw line for 2. Missed the first. He's got 6 points on the night himself. We'll tabulate Jarnell Guzman in just a moment for you. I think we got a timeout called with Mason Jean-Baptiste on the line for one more. So let's run the scoring here for you. Guzman now with 6, 12, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18. And the last four of those are all from the free throw line. Badmus has 14 now. And Makiba has really caught on fire here in the second half here. He's got 8, 10, 12, 14, 16 points. J.B. Makiba. So it's Guzman with 18, Makiba with 16, Badmus with 14, Mason Jean-Baptiste with 6, and I'll tell you, Jack Rodriguez, who has but 4 points tonight, has been huge again in the gritty, big, big game here tonight for Lynn English High School. Over on the other side here, Etienne with 14, Daquan Durham with 8, and Nunez, we're going to do him here, 4, 6, 12, 15, 18, 20, 22. I already totaled him. 60-55, and right now Mason Jean-Baptiste with the second of 2 free throws for Lynn English. He missed the first one. We'll have the second one now. 5-point game, 118 to play. English leads. Second free throw in the air. It's no good. Rebound pulled down by Lowell. So it's a 2-possession game right here, folks, and a bumping foul in the backcourt. English with just their 4th team foul. So it'll be a sideline ball for Lowell. English, despite the intensity of this game, has just not committed many fouls at all here, either in the first half or in the second half. Lowell basketball, Siao with it, outside to Etienne, 2 hands over his head, quick dribble, coming in inside the arc, off on the right wing, Durham, back out tight, Etienne, 16 on the shot, lets one go, got it, Etienne with a 3. Five threes now, and 17 points for him in the game. It's a 2-point game with 51.6 seconds to play. A steal! Lowell steals it on the inbounds. 2-point game. Seattle lays it in. We're tied at 60. 40 seconds to play. Lynn English basketball. Guzman on the dribble up top. Pull-up jumper, foul line, short, rebound Lowell. Lowell has it. Seattle coming to midcourt. 20 seconds. Does Coach, yeah, Coach Michaels, it calls timeout with 17.5 to play and says no shot clock now. That's it. 17.5 and the shot clock is also there. The winner of this game goes on and plays Mansfield Tuesday night at 7:15 at the TD Garden in Boston for the state semifinal game. Again, we'll wrap up very quickly here. We've just given you the scoring leaders in tonight's game. Seau for Lowell with 7 points. Durham with 8, and we mentioned Richie Etienne with 14. No, let's check that. Let's add that up here. We got he's got 17 with that last three. But it is Nunez with 22 leading the way for Lowell. Again, a quick wrap up here, and then we'll update our post a little bit later on. But again, many thanks for all of you for joining us here tonight. We love it. We love to have you with us. And a special, again, shout out to both of these two schools for a great basketball game and their ADs in tonight's game. Of course, Dick Newton at Lynn English High School and Coach Antonio Anderson and Coach Bob Michalczyk for Lowell, as well as their athletic director, David Lazinski. A special thanks to their offices for their help here for tonight's game. Lowell with the basketball with 17.5 seconds to play. Ladies and gentlemen, the inbounds pass goes into the backcourt. With it there, Seau. Guarded by Guzman, 14 seconds. He's just over midcourt. Comes inside the arc, 9 seconds. Still way outside, 7 seconds. Goes over a pick. A runner, pass back out on the left wing. Etienne fumbles it, now bombs it, and it's, we're going to overtime. Oh, man. Lowell did not get a good look to end this regulation. Not the shot. They held off. They wanted the last shot. Last shot ended up not being a good shot, as they just did not. They had that little, kind of a little fumble on the perimeter. And after getting the steal, a big, big steal, they closed down a gap, a 6-point gap late to bring it to a 60-60 score at the end of regulation. We'll take a break. We're back with more right after this.
People come in, take a seat. You're really in for a treat at Sylvan Street, a great place to eat and drink and meet with family and friends at Sylvan Street. You right, day or night, satisfy your appetite. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Catch a game with friends, meet for lunch, cocktails after work, or a romantic dinner for two. Whatever your plan to do it at Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. The atmosphere is casual, the staff friendly and attentive, the food fantastic. From pub grub, appetizers, soup, salad, or sandwiches, to burgers, chicken, seafood, pasta dishes, or decadent desserts, everything's prepared to perfection. So make plans to meet at Sylvan Street, Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. Check out their website, sylvanstreetgrill.com. Better yet, go in and find out for yourself what the buzz is all about. See you at Sylvan Street.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Jump ball to start the second, to start the overtime, excuse me. Makiba will jump for Lynn English High School. I think we have Tyson Jones-Armstead, yeah, jumping for Lowell. And the ball is in the air. This time it's loose and it's controlled by Lowell. English did get the opening tap to start the game. And a timeout. What happened here? Another shot clock problem? No? Yes, we do. We have another shot clock issue here. The shot clock is down 1 second while the game clock is down 7 seconds. Again, we want to thank all of our sponsors who help make these special playoff sports broadcasts possible. Check out our banners, or their banners rather, on our website, and be sure to support our local businesses. This would not be possible without them. So a very special thanks to all of our 2019-2020 sponsors. Lowell basketball. We're tied at 60, just into overtime. Etienne outside. Gets a pass in the paint to Jones-Armstead, and he is fouled. And now we'll go to the free throw line for 2 shots. Makiba committing the foul. And Tyson Jones-Armstead to the free throw line. One of their big rebounders. 6'4", free throw, no good. It's a four-minute overtime. Second free throw is good. 61-60, Lowell takes the lead in overtime. And the ball goes to the sidelines, tipped out of bounds by Lowell. It'll be a Lynn English basketball in forecourt left side. Jack Rodriguez to inbound. Sidelines left, gets it for Makiba. Left baseline, back out Rodriguez, a three ball, got it! Jack Rodriguez, way out on that left wing. Ball knocked away, no shot taken by Lowell. Lynn English gets it back, they're up two, 63-61. Rodriguez outside, going on Santiago, goes into the paint, a runner, foul. Jack Rodriguez will go to the foul line. Two shots for Jack Rodriguez of Lynn English High School. Makes the first one. Jack has a big three in the overtime here, and now a free throw. You know, I was telling you how he didn't have a ton of points during the course of the game, but just a key player, and here he comes up now with two big free throws, preceded by a big three, giving English a four-point lead in overtime. Here's Etienne of Lowell, pass down underneath, deflected by English out of bounds. It'll be a Lowell ball on the end line. Well, folks thinking they could sneak out of here, can't yet, not yet. We're in overtime. Lowell with the basketball, sidelines right. Etienne with the dribble up top, off for Seau. Nathaniel Seau, pull up three, no. He had to release it because of the shot clock, and there is a shot clock violation. So the ball hit off the glass, did not hit the rim, so English will get it on the end line. Mason Jean Baptiste calls time. He could not get the ball inbound, so he calls time. MSO News Sports is the North Shore's multimedia website that delivers a daily news post with weather, photos, news updates, a video of the day, and the area's only local news podcast. North Shore Today, connecting you to the North Shore. A special thanks to all of you for joining us here tonight. This big day, the North Finals, is always a big day on the website. And today will be no different. Lynn English huddling it up here. Jack Rodriguez gets the inbounds pass from Mason Jean Baptiste, and they exchange. Baptiste gets it back, off for Rodriguez over midcourt. Rodriguez on the dribble, now pulls it up. 18 on the shot clock, 4-point English lead, 65-61, 2:13 to go in overtime. First pull-up jump shot, Rodriguez nails it. Another bucket for Rodriguez here in overtime. He's got 7 points in overtime. That's more than he had in the whole game headed into overtime. But he had a strong game controlling things for the Bulldogs. 67-61. Seau with it outside. To the basket. Now dishes off underneath and a lay in by Jones Armstead for two. 67-63. This Lowell team, as we saw just at the end of regulation, can strike quickly. Rodriguez up top. listening to Coach Antonio Anderson on the sideline. Letting some time run down on the shot clock. Down to 10 on the shot clock. 1:25 on the game clock. Rodriguez to the foul line. Backs in. Now steps back out. Kicks it out left corner. A three ball. No good. Shot clock violation. No. No offensive rebound. Timeout English. No shot clock violation. It's 67-63. Four-point game. English will have the ball after the timeout, after the we come back from the timeout. Summarizing the day here at the Sangha Center. Girls divisional winners today. Andover in D1. North Reading in D2. St. Mary's in D3. Boys winners. St. Mary's in D3. Beverly in D2. And here we're still going in overtime. Lynn English and Lowell. Now last night in Division 4 girls, it was Matignon over Fenway 48-44. And Snowden beat Austin Prep 60-51. And so it'll be Tuesday and Wednesday at the Garden, the state semifinals. D4 and D1 are Tuesday at the Garden. So the winner of this game would play Tuesday night at 7:15 against Mansfield. And then on Wednesday, it is the D3 and D2 teams. So Beverly plays 7:15 Tuesday night. St. Mary's girls play at 2 o'clock Wednesday afternoon. St. Mary's boys at 3:45. And then it's the North Reading girls will be playing at 5:30 on Wednesday at the Garden. Tuesday, Wednesday, state semifinals at the Garden. Lynn English to inbound in front of their own bench. Jack Rodriguez holding it, two hands over his head. Letting somebody get free. 1:12 on the game, on the clock. And a bump and a foul outside. It's on Lowell. All right. Yes. That'll send Badmus to the free throw line. Free throw. Badmus is good. He's got 15 points on the night. Good strong game for him. Second one in the air. And he's got that one too. Two huge free throws for him. It's a 6-point lead for English. Lowell with the basketball. Down to 103. Outside a drive. A foul outside on the floor. English not in the penalty though yet. No, they've got 16 fouls. Or was that the 7th right there? No, that was the 6th team foul. So that means it'll be a sideline ball for Lowell. Next time they'll go to the line. Clock runs. Inbounds play. 56 seconds. There's a runner. And it's no good. Rebound loose on the floor. English has it. Makiba came up with the ball on the floor. 45 seconds. English is leading by 6. 69-63. Rodriguez again holding the ball. Gets fouled by Etienne. What a night here. Jack Rodriguez, as I mentioned, 4 points going into overtime. In overtime, he has 7 points. Now he'll go to the free throw line for two shots, double bonus. And Rodriguez has a chance to really try to ice this thing. Makes the first. 70-63. Lowell has been held to 3 points here in overtime. Makes the second one. 71-63. Lowell to inbound. They come up into the paint. Now weave outside. English defending, not making it easy for them. Here's a runner off balance. No, rebound Makiba. Lowell wanted a foul. 25 seconds foul. Guard. Jarnell Guzman will go to the line for the two shots. Well, that'll send a lot of folks right now to the exits across the way. We can see a lot of folks. Been a late night here, 10:06. And Guzman going to the free throw line.
make the first? Did he make that?
Yeah.
He made it?
Yeah.
Yeah, thanks.
Guzman hits the first one. Second one he makes too. 73-63, 10-point lead here for English High. Lowell comes down, working it outside, 19 seconds, a long bomb from the corner, no. And a foul. It's on Badmus. I did not see that one, and Badmus didn't either. Oh, in the 1-1. 16.4 to play in a 10-point Lynn English lead. Galakis at the free throw line misses. English with the rebound. They may let it run down now. Yeah. Guzman with it. 9 seconds. That's going to do it. Guzman dribbling. They won't foul. 73-63, our final score. But a huge overtime for Jack Rodriguez. Jarnell Guzman finishes with 20 points for Lynn English High School, and they win here tonight, 63-73. We'll have more on the website a little bit later on tonight. Thanks so much for joining us. A special thanks to, again, to the ADs, the coaches, and, of course, for everyone this year. We'll be continuing our coverage this next week, I'm sure. So, again, our final score, Lynn English, 73 in overtime, 73-63 over Lowell. Thanks so much for joining us here on MSONewsSports.com.